Story at a glance. Modern lifestyles drain cellular energy faster than it's replenished, as mitochondria struggle to produce adequate adenosine triphosphate, ATP, leading to systemic dysfunction and setting the stage for chronic illness. Ultra-processed foods, especially those high in vegetable oils and processed sugars, disrupt mitochondrial function while lacking essential nutrients for cellular health. Sedentary behavior reduces mitochondrial biogenesis and impairs muscle function, circulation, and hormone regulation, creating a cascade of metabolic dysfunction that compromises overall energy production. Environmental toxins, including endocrine disruptors, heavy metals, and electromagnetic fields, EMFs, damage mitochondria and overwhelm your body's detoxification systems. Identifying and addressing factors that undermine your mitochondrial function is essential for optimizing your cellular energy, as resolving these barriers unlocks the body's natural ability to heal and thrive. Your mitochondria continuously produce the energy required to sustain your body's most important functions. When this energy supply is depleted faster than it's replenished, your body's systems begin to malfunction, leading to a cascade of dysfunction that sets the stage for illness. A diseased body is like a car that has run out of gas. No matter how well its components are maintained, it will not run without fuel to power its engine. Similarly, when cellular energy is lacking, even a body that appears healthy from the outside will struggle to sustain its internal processes. Despite this fundamental connection, modern medicine often focuses on treating symptoms instead of addressing the underlying problem, a profound energy deficit within the cells. This crisis is far more prevalent than most realize. Everyday factors, such as your diet, lifestyle, and exposure to toxins and environmental stressors, drain your energy reserves and disrupt your mitochondria's ability to efficiently generate more energy. Until these factors are resolved, your body's capacity to heal and thrive remains compromised. Nutritional sabotage, the hidden dangers in everyday foods. The cellular energy crisis begins with the daily food choices you make. Ultra-processed products dominate the modern diet, and while they seem convenient, they're silently depriving your mitochondria the nutrients they need to operate efficiently. What's worse, these foods introduce metabolic disruptors that actively impair cellular energy production. Vegetable oils, also called seed oils, are among the most damaging components in modern diets. Marketed as healthier alternatives to traditional fats, these oils are rich in polyunsaturated fats, particularly linoleic acid, a type of omega-6 fat. While linoleic acid is classified as an essential fat that must be obtained through diet, the levels consumed nowadays far exceed what your body needs. When consumed in excessive amounts, linoleic acid is incorporated into cellular and mitochondrial membranes, where it becomes a key component of cardiolipin, a unique phospholipid essential for maintaining the integrity of the inner mitochondrial membrane and supporting the production of ATP, the energy currency of the cells. Cardiolipin molecules rich in linoleic acid are highly susceptible to lipid peroxidation, forming harmful oxidized linoleic acid metabolites. As oxidized linoleic acid metabolites accumulate, they damage mitochondrial lipids, proteins, and even DNA, directly disrupting the electron transport chain, where the mitochondria produce cellular energy. They also interfere with mitochondrial signaling pathways, impairing the mitochondria's ability to sense and respond to your body's energy demands. These reactive byproducts also stimulate inflammatory processes, worsening the damage to mitochondrial structures and further reducing energy production. Over time, oxidative stress and inflammation lead to the degradation of damaged mitochondria through mitophagy and increase apoptosis, depleting the number of functional mitochondria. Refined sugars, another common ingredient in ultra-processed foods, exacerbate the energy crisis in your cells by destabilizing your blood glucose levels. Unlike the gradual degradation caused by unhealthy fats, the effects of refined sugar are more immediate and noticeable. Large doses of processed sugars can cause rapid spikes and crashes in glucose levels, which overwhelm insulin pathways and over time can lead to insulin resistance. Insulin-resistant cells cannot absorb glucose efficiently, depriving mitochondria of their main energy source. Modern diets also lack magnesium, coenzyme Q10 or CoQ10, and omega-3 fats, which are key cofactors for mitochondrial function. Magnesium facilitates ATP synthesis, CoQ10 is a vital component of the electron transport chain, and omega-3 fats maintain mitochondrial membrane integrity. Deficiency in these nutrients leaves your mitochondria ill-equipped to meet your body's energy demands. That said, omega-3 fats are also polyunsaturated fats, so you do not want excessive amounts. Studies suggest that daily omega-3 intake exceeding 1 gram, particularly from supplements, may increase your risk of atrial fibrillation, a heart rhythm disorder, especially if you have a pre-existing heart condition. Lower doses and whole food sources appear safer, so prioritize omega-3s from fatty fish like wild-caught Alaskan salmon, sardines, anchovies, mackerel, and herring. If supplementing, choose krill oil or high-quality, low-dose fish oil. The systemic crisis of modern diets. Modern diets, despite their abundance, have created a crisis of scarcity at the cellular level. Foods rich in calories but devoid of essential nutrients have become the norm, fueling a cycle of energy depletion and metabolic dysfunction. The resulting health consequences, from subtle signs of fatigue to the onset of chronic illness, are not just the outcome of poor dietary choices but also reflect systemic flaws in the way food is produced and consumed. Even foods marketed as nutritious undermine mitochondrial function when laden with synthetic additives or poorly absorbed nutrient fortifications. Many synthetic nutrients lack the bioavailability of their natural counterparts. For example, natural vitamin E is more bioavailable than its synthetic version. This creates a paradox where you consume sufficient calories yet remain deficient in essential nutrients. Large-scale agricultural practices have further degraded the nutritional quality of modern diets. The widespread use of chemicals like glyphosate, the active ingredient in the herbicide Roundup, not only harms soil quality and reduces the nutrient density of crops, they also accumulate in your body, disrupting your gut microbiome and impairing your ability to efficiently absorb nutrients. The misunderstood role of antioxidants. Antioxidants have long been hailed as a defense against cellular damage caused by reactive oxygen species. While they do play an important role in neutralizing harmful free radicals, their use is not as straightforward as many believe. In fact, when your mitochondrial function is already compromised, a common result of eating modern diets, antioxidants will exacerbate the problem rather than solve it by fueling reductive stress. To efficiently produce ATP, your mitochondria rely on a precise redox balance, which depends on the smooth flow of electrons through the electron transport chain. However, dietary and environmental disruptors like seed oils, toxins, and chronic inflammation destabilize mitochondrial function, causing electrons to back up along energy pathways. This bottleneck creates reductive stress, leaving cells energy-starved and vulnerable to further damage. Think of this as a traffic jam within your cells, with electrons unable to flow smoothly through the energy production pathways. Adding antioxidants to this already overloaded system is akin to sending more cars into the jam. Instead of alleviating the problem, the additional electrons from antioxidants further fuel the imbalance, leading to oxidative stress as these electrons react prematurely with oxygen. Unfortunately, the current emphasis on boosting antioxidant intake through high-dose supplements or foods enriched with antioxidative nutrients overlooks the fact that not all individuals need additional antioxidants. For example, short-term antioxidant supplementation, like using high-dose vitamin C, is beneficial during acute infections where the immune system's demand for reactive oxygen species management is heightened to combat pathogens. However, a daily high-dose regimen will upset your body's delicate redox balance. This ultimately reduces mitochondrial efficiency and lowers the energy output of your cells, creating fatigue and cellular dysfunction rather than the promised vitality. Without tackling the root causes, such as eliminating dietary and environmental disruptors, antioxidants merely mask symptoms while your body's energy production continues to falter. This is why it's essential to recognize that antioxidants are a double-edged sword and not a one-size-fits-all solution. Their use needs to be targeted and situation-specific. Ultimately, focusing on optimizing mitochondrial function allows your cells to maintain a natural balance, reducing the need for external antioxidant intervention. Sedentary lifestyle fuels mitochondrial and metabolic dysfunction. Your body is designed for movement, and when that movement is absent, your cellular energy suffers. This is because movement stimulates mitochondrial biogenesis, the process by which cells create new, efficient mitochondria. Without this stimulus, your cells are left with older, less capable mitochondria struggling to meet the energy demands of your body. Over time, this stagnation weakens cellular function and disrupts overall energy production. Moreover, muscles are essential for more than just movement. They're also vital for keeping your blood sugar levels stable and reducing your risk of diabetes. After you eat, your blood sugar rises as glucose from the food enters your bloodstream. Skeletal muscles are the main tissue responsible for clearing this glucose, absorbing about 75% of it after a meal, making them your body's primary glucose sink. Staying active is one of the best ways to keep this system functioning well. Both aerobic, like walking or swimming, and resistance exercise, like weightlifting, improve how your muscles respond to insulin and increase their ability to absorb glucose. This happens because exercise triggers beneficial changes in the way your muscles and other organs process signals and manage energy. On the other hand, inactivity disrupts this system. Without regular movement, muscles don't absorb glucose as effectively, leading to higher blood sugar levels, more inflammation, and insulin resistance. This metabolic dysfunction also places additional strain on your mitochondria as they attempt to compensate for metabolic imbalances. Over time, this strain drains your energy and leads to cellular stress, creating a cycle of poor metabolic health. Your circulatory system also depends on movement to keep your body energized. Blood flow delivers the oxygen and nutrients that your mitochondria need to produce energy. When you're sedentary, circulation slows down, leaving your cells underpowered. The result is a bottleneck in energy production that impacts not only your stamina but also your body's ability to repair and maintain itself. Even your hormones are impacted by a sedentary lifestyle. Regular activity helps regulate hormones like cortisol, thyroid hormones, and adrenaline, ensuring they work in harmony to support the metabolic processes that drive efficient energy production and utilization at the cellular level. Your brain is also vulnerable to the effects of a sedentary lifestyle, as it's one of the most energy-demanding organs. Without regular movement, your brain's ability to efficiently metabolize glucose diminishes, resulting in mental fog and cognitive decline. Over time, this persistent energy deficit contributes to the development of neurodegenerative conditions like Alzheimer's disease. The connection between sleep and cellular energy. While it's widely acknowledged that sleep is essential for overall health, its role in cellular energy production is often overlooked. During sleep, your body enters a restorative state where it prioritizes mitochondrial repair processes. When this period is shortened or disrupted, the damage to mitochondria accumulates, impairing their ability to produce ATP. One of the severe consequences of poor sleep is the increase in oxidative stress. During restorative sleep, your body relies on a balance of antioxidants to effectively neutralize reactive oxygen species. Without enough sleep, this process is interrupted, allowing reactive oxygen species to assault your cells, which accelerates cellular aging and compromises the mitochondria's resilience, impairing energy output and exacerbating fatigue. Additionally, research shows sleep deprivation leads to elevated cortisol levels, particularly in the evening when cortisol should naturally be lower. This disruption increases inflammation and places additional stress on your already overworked mitochondria. Lack of sleep is also associated with low levels of melatonin, a hormone essential not only for regulating sleep but also for protecting mitochondria from oxidative damage. Without sufficient melatonin, your cells are left more vulnerable to damage. The effects of sleep deprivation are particularly pronounced in the brain, as it reduces mitochondrial efficiency and impairs glucose metabolism in neural cells, leading to cognitive issues like memory problems, difficulty focusing, and impaired decision-making. Prolonged sleep deprivation also disrupts essential repair processes, allowing oxidative stress and cellular damage to accumulate. Over time, this energy imbalance and persistent stress increase the risk of neurodegenerative diseases. Moreover, lack of sleep increases your risk of metabolic problems like insulin resistance and weight gain, which further compromise cellular energy production. Environmental toxins are pervasive threats to your cellular health. Every day, your body faces a relentless assault of environmental toxins through the air you breathe, the water and food you consume, and the products you use. These toxins not only overwhelm your detox pathways, but also directly harm your mitochondria, impairing their ability to produce the energy your cells need to function. Among the most pervasive and damaging toxins are endocrine disrupting chemicals, a broad class of substances found in plastics, pesticides, personal care products, nonstick cookware, and flame retardant materials. Within this group, xenoestrogens, which are synthetic compounds that mimic estrogen, stand out for their destructive effects. These include bisphenol A, BPA, and phthalates. Endocrine disrupting chemicals disrupt hormonal balance, alter gene expression, and hinder mitochondrial energy production. They are present in less obvious sources like microplastics, which are now ubiquitous in food and drinking water, delivering these harmful compounds directly into your system. Additionally, synthetic hormones found in contraceptives and hormone replacement therapies elevate estrogen levels, further disrupting mitochondrial function and calcium regulation within cells. Airborne contaminants also contribute to your toxic burden. Particulate matter from car exhaust and industrial emissions, along with volatile organic compounds released by common household items like air fresheners and cleaning products, trigger inflammation, oxidative stress, and reactive oxygen species-mediated cell damage. Even the water you drink isn't free of hazards, as municipal water supplies are often contaminated with fluoride and chlorine. Fluoride, introduced into water under the guise of improving public dental health, competes with iodine, impairs thyroid function, and disrupts mitochondrial enzymes vital for energy production. Meanwhile, chlorine and its byproducts affect mitochondrial integrity and upset the delicate balance of your gut microbiome. Heavy metals like mercury and lead also cause significant and lasting damage to your cells. Mercury, found in dental amalgam, also known as silver or mercury fillings, and large fish like tuna, binds to proteins and enzymes containing sulfur or selenium. These elements are essential for mitochondrial processes like energy production and antioxidant defense. By disabling these enzymes, mercury disrupts ATP production and increases oxidative stress. Meanwhile, lead, present in contaminated water, lead-based paint, and everyday household items like toys and cosmetics, disrupts mitochondrial function and increases oxidative stress. This damages cellular components, triggers inflammation, and accelerates cell death, contributing to widespread harm at the cellular level. Equally harmful yet less obvious are the effects of EMFs emitted by devices such as cell phones and Wi-Fi routers. EMFs penetrate cells, disrupting the electrochemical balance necessary for maintaining cellular homeostasis. This imbalance, coupled with the weakening of mitochondrial membranes, interferes with efficient energy production, thus undermining your cellular health. How lack of sun exposure takes a toll on your cellular health. Your body has evolved to rely on sunlight as a vital biological signal that supports many foundational processes. I believe that this underrecognized nutrient is just as essential as the ones you get from food. Much like a plant in low lighting conditions, your body can survive without sunlight, but it cannot truly thrive. While vitamin D production is perhaps the most well-known benefit of sun exposure, enabling proper calcium absorption for energy production and cellular signaling, sunlight's impact on your health extends far beyond this single vitamin. It enables the conversion of vitamin A into its active form, retinoid, which is also important for mitochondrial function and energy production. Sunlight also stimulates the release of nitric oxide, a molecule that promotes better circulation by relaxing blood vessels. Improved blood flow ensures that oxygen and nutrients reach your cells more efficiently, supporting energy and repair. Additionally, sunlight boosts the production of testosterone, a hormone vital for physical and mental energy. While men rely on higher levels of testosterone, women also benefit from it, especially after menopause, as it helps sustain musculoskeletal health, brain function, mood, energy, and reproductive health. Another profound way sunlight influences your health is by regulating your circadian rhythms. These internal clocks keep a wide range of functions in sync, including hormone release, energy metabolism, and cellular repair. Morning sunlight is particularly important for resetting these rhythms, ensuring your body functions in harmony with its natural cycles. This regulates the release of pineal melatonin later in the evening, promoting restful sleep and recovery. Sunlight drives the production of mitochondrial melatonin. While melatonin is often associated with the pineal gland, only 5% of your body's melatonin is made there. The remaining 95% is produced in your mitochondria, a process heavily reliant on adequate sun exposure. Specifically, near-infrared light from the sun, which ranges from 800 to 1000 nanometers, deeply penetrates into the skin and subcutaneous tissues, stimulating mitochondrial melatonin production by activating the cytochrome C oxidase enzyme in the electron transport chain. Mitochondrial melatonin acts as a powerful antioxidant, protecting the mitochondria from oxidative stress by neutralizing free radicals. Research shows this production intensifies during periods of higher oxidative stress, much like plants increasing melatonin production when exposed to stressors such as drought or heat. Unfortunately, the modern trend of avoiding the sun and spending most of your time indoors has created a profound disconnect between humans and this essential environmental stimulus. This disrupts the intricate relationship between sunlight and your cellular energy systems, leading to energy deficiencies that most doctors fail to understand. Artificial lighting, no matter how advanced, cannot replicate the full spectrum of natural sunlight. It lacks the ultraviolet and near-infrared wavelengths required to drive necessary biological processes such as vitamin D synthesis and mitochondrial respiration. Without these essential signals and nutrients, your cells become less efficient at producing energy, ultimately compromising your overall vitality. The path forward. Your cells are equipped with an extraordinary ability to repair, regenerate, and thrive, but this potential relies on one key factor: optimal cellular energy. Without it, your health deteriorates and disease takes over. To optimize your cellular energy production, you need to identify and address the factors that drain mitochondrial capacity, such as the ones I discussed above. By resolving these barriers, you unlock your body's remarkable ability to heal from virtually any disease, so you no longer need to rely on temporary fixes from modern medicine that only mask the underlying problem. Instead, you build the foundation for health that is resilient, enduring, and rooted in the natural design of your body. Cellular energy is the vital yet overlooked link that modern medicine has ignored for far too long. Addressing it is not just a new approach, it is the only approach that delivers real, lasting results. Placing cellular energy at the core of every diagnosis and treatment plan redefines the medical paradigm, fundamentally transforming how we prevent and treat diseases. This is a revolution in health and a return to what medicine was always meant to be, a system that supports the body's ability to restore itself, not suppress it. The path forward is clear. It begins with cellular energy, the true foundation of lasting wellness. Originally published by Mercola.